Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. A rock musical based on a controversial German play is going to be performed soon in Chattanooga. Spring Awakening is coming to the RKW Theater, that's inside the Memorial Auditorium, for a quick engagement. It's two nights and two nights only, July 19th and 20th. The original version of this play is from the 1890s in Germany. It's about teenagers discovering sex and sexuality. It's a satirical tale of lost innocence, and originally it was banned. I guess 100 years ago, audiences just weren't ready for it. But then it was revived in the 1990s with new music, rock music, and it became a success. It ran on Broadway and won 8 Tony Awards. Local theater company Closed Door Entertainment acquired the rights to perform it. The cast is busy rehearsing. J.C. Smith owns Closed Door Entertainment, and he's directing Spring Awakening. He joins us for this segment. Also, Damon Gillespie, a young actor who plays the lead in this musical. J.C. and Damon, welcome to Around and About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This musical is a little bit hard to describe to people who aren't familiar with it. It's based on a play, a German play from 1891, but then in the 1990s, it was updated to be a rock musical. It went on to Broadway, won a bunch of Tony Awards. It's been very successful. What is the story? What is this about, this musical from Germany that's now a rock musical?
To put it in a nutshell, basically the show is a coming of age story. It discusses children becoming aware of themselves, becoming aware of their bodies, of their sexuality, their sexual orientations, and the importance of being completely honest with those that are in your care, as a parent or as an instructor, or as a friend of a parent. The importance of making sure that you give your child all the information that they need to be able to grow and to succeed, and the consequences when you don't.
And I understand when it first came out as a play in the 1890s in Germany, people were shocked. This was banned.
It was banned. It was banned due to the content. It does not beat around the bush in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It's not candy-coated. It discusses homosexuality, child abuse, neglect, suicide, rape. If there is a touchy subject that's taboo, this show touches it.
And this really sounds like a departure from you. The last few productions you've done have been like the Sound of Music and Into the Woods, really family-friendly fare.
One thing that we did whenever we incorporated Closed Door Entertainment, became an incorporation, is we decided that we did not want to get pigeonholed, so to speak, into one particular area. So many theater companies specifically go for family-friendly, or they go for experimental, or they go for new age, or they go for classics. Chattanooga has such a diverse and wonderfully accepting group of patrons that love all types of theater, and we wanted to be able to reach everyone. So when we first moved away from the Colonnade and moved into the Tivoli and Memorial Auditorium spaces, the first show that we did was a revival of our production of Rent that we did in 2010. And that one, of course, is a little racy, and then went directly from that into production of Music Man, followed by Smoke on the Mountain and A Christmas Carol. So we want to make sure that we at least touch one show that can reach a younger audience, an audience that would be more accepting of darker issues, that don't so much mind if they can't walk away from the theater happy and bubbly afterwards.
And Damon, who are you playing in the show?
I'm playing Melchior. He is, so to speak, the lead of the show.
And you're 19. You're a real modern teenager. How do you relate to this teenager from Germany in the 1890s?
Well, this guy has always, like, he's the brilliant one of the group, I guess, of the school. He's like, he's trying to find himself, and he's always like thinking of like these intellectual things. And I guess that's me, because like I'm always trying to find answers to different things that I may not know the answer to. Like, at one point, I had to, you know, find myself in my religion, you know, all these different kinds of things. And I think that's how I can really relate to Melchior.
And I think one of the themes of the show overall is the idea that the parents are trying to protect these kids from all these things they think they can't handle, and it just goes very badly, not giving the kids the information they need to know about things like sex.
That's exactly it.
How does it work in terms of the anachronisms? Because on one hand, you've got German costumes, these very rustic-looking sets, and then people breaking out into hard rock songs.
That is something that I'm very excited for. While I direct and produce, my true passion is with theatrical lighting. So really, the way that you can step out of the late 19th century Germany and step into a sort of a rock concert moment is all about the effects. It's about the lights. You go from the simple, bland wash of creating a setting of a school or a bedroom, and suddenly you've got a splash of blue and red and yellow and purple, and lights are going every which direction. And the next thing you know, you're in a rock concert.
And it's not all dreary. Despite having so many dark themes, it really does have some funny moments in it.
Absolutely. It certainly does. Things that break up the monotony of the show. The show isn't constant gloom and doom, just as you said. There are moments that can kind of surprise you. You don't realize that a funny moment's coming until it's already at you and you find yourself laughing and not sure if you're supposed to or not.
Yeah, yeah. Damon, what has your experience been performing this musical? How does this compare to things you've done before?
I kind of went beyond my comfort zone when I did Hair at the Chattanooga Theater Center.
Oh, wow.
So this is a little further. So there are moments in the show that, you think to yourself, what is my mom, what are my parents and my grandparents going to think when they see this show? But then you also have to remember, this is theater. This is, this isn't exactly what you are. This is, this is someone's story you're trying to portray. So that's how I feel about it.
And the show, it won Tony Awards on Broadway. The soundtrack won a Grammy. Audiences have loved this show. Why do you think people do relate so much to what sounds like such a strange show?
I think that anyone that has ever gone through a period where they were uncertain about themselves in any regard, whether it's a question of their faith, of their beliefs, of trying to understand what's right or wrong, anybody can relate to that. Anybody has known what it's felt like to feel slightly on the outside or to not be certain of what you can do or can say because of what you've been told. So we all have to grow up at some point in time, and we just get to see these kids do it on stage.
When is it actually going to start, and where will it be?
It'll be at the RKW Theater in Memorial Auditorium. It's a newly renovated, beautiful venue, and it will be July the 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m.
If you're going to come see the show, be prepared. It's going to be a wild ride, but you're going to have some laughs, some uncomfortable moments, and some really heartwarming moments it's really going to be an amazing show.
But it's not G-rated. This is not something to bring little kids to.
No, this is definitely a rated MA type show.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And how can people get tickets?
They can get tickets either by calling the box office at 423-642-TIXS, TIX, or they can visit ChattanoogaOnStage.com.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller.